book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 28, the token. He said, "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God." So they're really, I always think of a token is like a little emblem or a coin or a sign. But I always think of it because I have some tokens that I used to have these tokens. I don't know where I got them. You put these tokens and you get your car washed or something. And I thought about when I read this. So here there's some folks and they got to have a token. And it's like they have a token in their pocket. And one of those tokens will send you to hell. And one of those tokens will send you to heaven. So that's very intriguing to me. Because I think about people and they're walking around and every living soul has one of those two tokens. There's no in between. They've either got the token of perdition or the token of salvation. You might say, it's the evidence of things not seen. This token. I don't know if how one could imagine the revealing of their token on that day. Oh yeah, I've got my token, and they pull it out, but they until they get there, you see. One goes to heaven, and the other goes to hell. Well, how many go to hell? I was talking to somebody recently. I said it's the biggest church in town, and I said biggest non-Catholic church in town. When's the last time that he preached on hell? He said, "Well, I've never heard him preach on hell." First Baptist Church, never heard him preach on hell. There's not but two tokens. One, you go to hell. I growing up about the size of these boys, the only thing I remember preachers preaching on wasn't heaven. It was hell. They preached on hell. And they told about how hell burned and it was fire and people were going to burn. And that affected me. I remember that. I still remember that. One to eternal life and the others to eternal damnation. And the fact that there even be an eternal damnation, it's not even spoken of in the present age. It doesn't exist. This eternal damnation, we all have got friends and relatives that right at this moment, as far as we know, have a token to hell. But nobody cares. An eternal fire. I just saw the headline. You saw it on that island, Maui, over in Hawaii. They said, "Hell on earth." No, hell's in the earth. But that's nothing. Those people could jump in the ocean. You see, there's hell in the earth. The true burning hell that awaits all that have a token of perdition. Of perdition. You think about it. Think about who's going to hell. You can think about who's going to heaven. A few. That's what the Bible says. A few. But what does it say about hell? He enlarged hell. Made it bigger. Made more room in hell. And today this so-called gospel is a sugar-coated counterfeit gospel. Excuse me. That would have everybody a universal heaven. What they call universal, everybody, nobody going to hell. What reason is there to fear God? I feared God before I ever knew God. Because I was that big. And they were preaching hell. I didn't want to go to hell. And so they've preached this Santa Claus God that's going to save everybody, and he's just love God. And well, love God would never send anyone to hell. But I always recall, and it was interesting, I was writing this, and I always recall the words of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, when it says that he's going to return in flaming fire. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he's coming back in flaming fire. We've alluded to it many times, of course, in this work. And so I turned over there, and I see, let's start in verse 3. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it's meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. And then I see this in verse 5, which is what? A manifest token. There's that word again. A token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I told a man this morning, he asked me to pray for this other fellow that's got a trial date coming up. I said, brother, what I've always prayed for people that have a trial date coming up, because I don't know their heart, I don't know the situation, but I pray the same thing I would want to receive, what I used to pray for those men in jail, that you might receive righteous judgment. That's what that token is in verse 5. Manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. How can we rest? Well, we've got a token. Token what? Salvation. That's what we just read about in Philippians. I've got a token of salvation. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. Did you see those pictures of that town in Hawaii? Flaming fire? That's going to be all over the world. And he's going to be taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. How long is everlasting? It's forever. You can't get out of hell. It's done. I think we as humans can't imagine that we would die. I don't think a human can imagine that they would die and go to hell. I think they can say they would, but they can't. Because everything that we've experienced has been temporal. It's had an end. But hell has no end, you see. It's eternal. It never stops. And so we can't. I talked to an old man yesterday, and he's 93 years old. He said, I think I want to be burned. I don't want to be in that box in the ground. Now, I tried to tell him that was an awfully devilish thing. So he thinks that he's going to be in the ground. I said, you won't be there. It's going to be a dead body like an animal on the road. It's just a dead body. You won't be in that thing. There's nothing in there. It's a shell. So, and the man's 93. I mean, his time's... And it's interesting how people think. They just have these thoughts of... I don't know what they have thoughts of. Because I don't know what I would have thoughts of, but I read the Word of God, and I have a token of salvation, and I have assurance. You see? Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. I heard a sermon years and years ago. I can't remember who. And they described hell. That said, the worst thing about hell is it, because it takes you from the presence of the Lord. Maybe that's so. I'm thinking the fire wouldn't be good. And from the glory of His power. Isn't that something? One little verse, and it tells you what this everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the power of His glory. When He shall come to be glorified in His saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Believed it. Little boys, men, women, children, believe the testimony. That's a very great message. That just those few verses, those seven or eight verses there. You see, the message. The vengeance of God in flaming fire. And that fire is what? We saw it in verse. It's a token. There's a token. It's spoken of in our text. It's a token. One token of perdition and one token of salvation. And so you get to it. I'm certain it's not this way, but you get to this turnstile and you see your token. Well, this token is this turnstile. This token is this turnstile. You see. And this token spoken of here is the righteous judgment of God. The righteous judgment of God. That's a very queer thing. You might say, well, those are strange words. Well, it says in Isaiah 53, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Remember that about our Lord? Righteous judgment. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. You got a boy. You got two boys. That was God's boy. That was His son. And it pleased Him. So I don't. If you understand that, you need to start preaching. Because I don't understand that. That's why He's God. The only man that came close to that was Abraham when he took Isaac up. It's a great mystery of Christ. The suffering of His son and the father. And He did all that for the ones that had the token of salvation. I think we as men, we can have no understanding of such things. It's beyond our human capability to even fathom that. I can't fathom it. Maybe that's why we don't talk about hell. We can't fathom it. Mama, daddy, son, daughter, brother, sister, friend, acquaintance going to hell. My cousin's going to hell. The guy at the grocery store is going to hell. The guy I work with, he's going to hell. If he doesn't know the Lord. But yet it's so. I wonder, does anybody even give thought to these things? Oh, wow. I think about that all. I think about that all the time. When I meet men and I hear what they might believe or think they believe, and he'll go to hell. He'll go to hell. Sodomite, he'll go to hell. Feminine,
go to hell.
Drunkard, go to hell. Adulterer, fornicator, go to hell. But to be saved, you see, get that token of salvation. Men's lives, they reveal little thought of any of this. I never hear anybody. Yeah, I mean, when the last time you had a conversation with somebody about people that are going to hell? It's like nobody's going to die. So I got these tokens. What kind of token you got? Huh? What kind of token you got? I don't know what you mean. Well, every man's got a token. Really? Yes, every man's got a token. See? One token to perdition, one token to salvation. And thus they don't speak of these, because thus no God, because, oh, well, then you'd have to acknowledge God, and then some things would change. And so what happens is man is God. See? We don't talk about these things. Man is God, and there's nothing more damning than that. The original sin, ye shall be as gods. Well, who determines right and wrong? Good and evil? Man, of course. I was just reading the news this morning. Man! Do you remember what Satan said in Isaiah 14:14? And you think, oh man, that rascal, why would he say that? And I'd say that almost every human probably says that once a day, mentally, without even knowing it. He said, I will be like the Most High. I will do this, and I will do that, and I did this, and I did that. You see. Determining our own fates with little to any thought of God's will for our life. What would God have me do? You see. Especially today, and this really struck me the other morning. Our computers and our inventions. When I wrote this, I was looking at a truck. Now I own the truck. And I wrote, it's as close to a horse as you can get without eating notes. It's just a truck. It's a plain, old truck. It's pretty much a motor and a manual transmission with a clutch. And it's a straight six-cylinder motor, and it doesn't have any, it's plain. And you hand crank the windows up and down. I really like it. It's the closest, because I didn't do very well with horses, I do pretty good with trucks. And Mo, she asked me, I was looking at it, and she said, will it run, what do they call that magnet, the storm when the, EMT?
EMP.
You're an EMT, right? EMP. Will it run with that? I said, oh yeah, run the EMP. It doesn't know anything about EMPs. It's just a motor. Unless they can stop motors from turning, I don't think they can. You see, if everything else shuts down, I said, yeah, if you got gas. It's just a truck. It's got 1965 technology, so to speak, in a 95 truck. But it doesn't have any chips in it. It doesn't have a computer. It doesn't really have any electronics to speak of. It just got some wires, a clutch, and a motor. It's pretty vanilla. It would be Tuscan bronze clear coat metallic. There you go. Brown truck. Hang around brown. Just a truck. You say, well, why would you preach? Now I want you to hear me. I'm not saying that we should be like the Amish. I'm not saying that. However, which lifestyle gives the most time for the things of God? Now, I'm not going to go out and buy a horse and buggy, and I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to think more about God because my truck doesn't have a big screen in it. I'm just asking you. What now rules your life and your time and distracts from the things of God? Okay, well then, which frees the mind? I saw a lady yesterday, she was speaking on insomnia. And she said, well, it didn't used to be so hard. Electricity is what's made it hard. That's why our sleep's all messed up. I've done it. Have you ever tried to read by a kerosene lamp or lantern or a candle? It's tough. No wonder people couldn't. You have to strain. I'm 75 and I don't need glasses. I'm reading this morning. I'm reading my Bible without glasses. But I have real strong natural light behind me. If I had a candle right now in the dark, I would need something. I couldn't see this. But I can see because of the light. So when it got dark, people would what? Go to bed. When it got light, get up. You see? So think about the things that free your mind. Do you have time for God? You think the devil's given us enough distractions today? Lord, have mercy. No free time. My phone beeps all night. Guess I should put it out somewhere. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, powers. Think we got any principalities and powers in our lives? I used to sell those 95 pickup trucks. Now listen, I didn't need a cell phone to do it. And I didn't need a telephone to do it. A man come to me and he'd face me and I'd face him. And then he'd stare me down and I'd stare him down. And he'd talk me down and I'd talk him up. And I'd sell him one of those trucks. And I'd write it up just like I wrote this message, with a piece of paper and a pen. No text message, you see. No computer. And if that truck broke, a man with a brain, not a laptop, and a set of wrenches, not computer chips, could fix it. How far is too far? You got to be careful there, because there is too far, and the Bible tells us about it. And we're very close, you see. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 17. You remember? Everybody should know that. Can't buy and sell. At the mark. You can't hardly buy and sell now. The mark. This fellow Elon Musk and others like him investing heavily. They're going to be the biggest thing ever. They're wanting to put those chips that are in those trucks and that are in those computers and that are in your coffee makers and about everything else that you own in your body. It's the next thing. How far is too far? You better get your line drawn, you see. Human beings. Chips. We already put them in animals. Man, put it in your boy. He can never get lost. You can find him anywhere. Oh, that'd be great. I was thinking Brother Lester Roloff. People don't know who that is anymore. Boy, how he preached against television. Television. Man, I got a television right here. It's the size of my hand. It'll tell me anything in the world. I had to go to the ER yesterday, and that guy said, Well, you wrote it down exactly what you got, doctor. I said, yeah, I went to Google Medical School before I got here. See? Now you hear me. These boys, this present generation, they line up for every new thing. The adults do it. They line up for every new thing. Man, I remember the lines in the cars. It stretched from the bypass, 2-3 miles to the store, 2-3 miles west. What were they lined up for to get a COVID? Lined up. And now that thing's killing them. See, that COVID vaccine, that was just an example. That was a sign. It's a token. See. And they'd even hunt down those that don't take it. Hunt them down. And they'll stand in line. You mark it. They'll stand in line to get that mark. It'll be longer than the COVID line to get that mark. I may not be here, but I believe some of you will. And I'm sure these children will. And let me tell you something else. If you turn to the book of Mark, chapter 13 and verse 12. He said, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. That's Bible. And they will. My daddy didn't take the shot. My brother didn't take that shot. My brother didn't get that mark. My daddy didn't take that mark. My mom and daddy didn't get that mark. But who preaches this? Jesus did. What did he tell them? He said, one of you is going to betray me. They didn't believe him. No, man, we're all apostles. We're all in this together. Yeah. But they will. Mark my words. All this is coming and more. Some of it's here. And I've just preached a few words of Bible this morning. Man, I could do this till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah, I could. I could do this till 5 o'clock this afternoon. You see? And I've just picked out a few chosen verses. Yet perhaps you might say, but a token of that which is to come. A token. Preach death, hell, and the grave to your children. Preach death, hell, and the grave to your children. And let them know that there's only two tokens in this life. But two. Just two. And there's but two places you go when you die. And there's but two kinds of people. Only two. One of perdition, one of salvation. Now I'll leave you a little hope in our text. If you remember back in Philippians 1:28, he said, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Amen. Okay? Because sometimes I think we do get a little terrified. It's a little terrifying. It's terrifying out there. I don't know if you noticed, we're a little outnumbered. You see? But that's our token. And that's what he's talking about. And nothing terrified by our enemies. That's my token. I got that token. Fella, give me a, I got it back there. I got it in a box back there, a ball bearing. And he come around to the store one day, and he was from a church in Baptist church in Pleasanton. And he said, I want you to just put this ball bearing in your pocket. And he said, every once in a while, if you're around, you, if, when you feel a ball bearing, you think about me. I'm out there telling folks about the Lord. You pray for me. The ball bearing was a token. Don't know if that man's still living. I still got the ball bearing. It's a token. He said, this is a token. A ball bearing. He said, you feel that ball bearing, tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. I think that's, I'm for it. You see? I'm for it. 23rd Psalm, I'll fear no evil. I've no need of a mark. I've no need of a chip. I've the manifest token of the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood. That's his token. His blood. That's how I got my token. Two tokens. With one, I'll not be terrified. I'll fear no evil. But the other, to perdition.